Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God. My name is Pastor Marquise, and we are a non-denominational church led by the living and active Word of God in the heart of Seattle, Washington, by Pastors Harold and Annis Faye Franklin. Whether this is your first time, second time, be sure to subscribe and share this with those that need it. Now join me and be ready to live and learn from the Word of God.
Amen. Amen. I just thank God for this week. As he is just thinking of ahead of being off next week. So I just thank God to help me to press through and to rejoice that I get to have time off, spend time with the children and family. So I just thank God for that. Heavenly Father, we just thank you so much for this time, Lord God. We ask that you prepare our hearts, Lord God. Open our ears to hear what you're saying, Lord God. We ask that you'll move in this time, Lord God. Speak through me as well as speak to me, Lord God. We ask you just move in this place. We just thank you right now for this time. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So last time I was up here, I was talking about desiring God. Being hungry for God. So as I begin to pray, we're going to recap some of that, and then we're going to go into it a little bit deeper. So being thirsty for God, a feeling, a strong feeling or a desire for something is the definition I gave it. So we read we're going to go to John 4:15 first. John chapter 4. We'll start with verse 13, actually. Jesus answered and said to her, "Whoever drinks this water will thirst again. But whoever drinks of the water I give him will never thirst. But the water that I give him will become like a fountain of water, springing up everlasting life." It's hot today, amen? So we're out at the park, and the kids are saying, "I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." And you say, "Okay, hold on. But I'm thirsty." And a lot of times we get on our walk with Christ, and a lot of times we're like, "God, I'm thirsty." But he's saying, "Okay. But are you saying, God, I'm thirsty. I'm really thirsty. So what do I got to do to get close to you? What do I got to do to get to that next level in you?" We have to be thirsty for God, hungry for more of him. We just sung about going to another level. That should be on our attitude every day. God, I want to go to another level in you. God, I want to go deeper in your word. I want to just not just read it and just hear it one way, but I want to be able to read it and focus on it and get something new every time I read it. God, I want to be hungry for you so that when I go to church, man, I'm telling someone else to come. I saw my sister today. I said, "If you're not doing anything, come on. Come on, why not come? You're not doing anything Saturday night, why just sit at home? Why not come?" We need to be hungry for God, be excited about God, excited about being in his house, about reading his word, about being on our face before him. Yesterday I was washing dishes and I began to just worship. And the kids said, "Mom, what are you doing?" I was like, I'm worshiping because I got excited and I began to just sing and just worship God. And they said, "Man, you really are singing that song?" I said, "Yeah, I'm really trying." Why? Because I'm singing to God. And God loves our praises. He loves to hear us make a joyful noise unto him. So why not give him all that we have? When we go out for a baseball team or a softball team or whatever sport it may be, we're giving our best. Why? Because we want to make that team. We're trying out. We want to make that team. But when you're hungry for God, you're giving it all that you got. You say, "God, I'm reading. I'm praying. I want to go deeper in this. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting to hear your voice. I'm waiting just to hear from you. I'm not going to just say, okay, God, I prayed. I want this and this and this, and I want you to do it this way and this way, and God, I'm done." No, when you're hungry for God, you're saying, "God," you spend a little bit more time worshiping. You spend more time waiting just to hear, "God, I'm not moving. I want to hear from you. I want to hear from you." When I'm preparing for my message, "God, I don't want to put anything down on this paper until I hear something from you." A lot of times, I'll say, Marquis, say, you got it? Nope. I haven't heard nothing yet. And it might be 5 something in the morning. I'm like, yes. Marquis like, what? I'm like, I heard from God. I got the message. And I wait because I want to hear from him. When we're hungry for God, we're waiting on him. We're waiting to hear his voice. We're not going to move until we hear from him. And that's what we need to have when we're hungry and thirsty for God. In Matthew 5 and 6, it says, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. We want to be full of God. There's a song that I was talking to Marquise about. It's called Fill Me Up. And in one part, it just says, fill me up, God. Fill me up, God. And that should be our prayer. God, I want more of you. And I pray a lot of times when I say, God, we want more of you. Because we're having more of God. That means less of my flesh, less of my desires, less of my will, but I want more of God. I want to be transformed into God's likeness, into the identity he designed me to be. Not what precious or what the world has put upon me, but I want to be what God wants me to be. We have to get to a point where we say, God, fill me up. Fill me up to what you want me to have. And help me not to just keep it to myself, but share it with someone else that I come in contact with. To share the word. Because we're supposed to be doers of the word also, right? So we're supposed to live the word. It's supposed to be a lifestyle. So no matter where I go, what I'm doing, I should be speaking his word. I should be showing the love of Christ. This week, I had a coworker. She was dealing with some stuff and she was doing something and she just kept messing up. And she was like, oh, I'm dumb. And I said, no, don't say that. You're not dumb. Just take it. Stop. Take a deep breath. You got this. You're going to be okay. Now keep going. And so she said, you know, I needed that. She said, I have a reminder that reminds me to stop and breathe. But the way you said it, I needed to hear it at that moment. And I let the day go by. And then as soon as I got off, God said, send her a prayer. So I began to just pray, send her a text prayer. And I sent it to her. And she said, you know, I needed God right now. And by you praying, you could have went on about your day and did anything else, but you thought about me. And you prayed for me. You took time and you prayed for me. Me being so hungry for God, I'm saying, God, use me. How do you want to use me this day? Who do you want me to speak with? How do you want me to show your love? And if I could have kept going and let her call herself dumb and say, yeah, that was dumb what she did. That would have changed the whole atmosphere. But because I was listening to God, and because I say, God, I'm going to open my mouth, I'm going to let you speak through me. Whatever it is you want me to text, I'm going to let you do it through me. I don't want to be in my flesh. So as we die to our flesh, as we're hungry for God and we die to our flesh, he begins to move you the right way he wants you to go. He begins to show you what to do, what to say, how to act. God is just so amazing. As we hunger and thirst for more of him, he begins to show us more things. More things. Tonight we are going to talk a little bit about pressing into his presence. We're hungering for God. We need to press into his presence. We need to think about the fact that are we spending enough time with him? Even throughout the day, if you say, oh, I can't set aside an hour, but are you going about your, as you're going about your business, are you praying? Like I said, while I'm washing my dishes, I'm worshiping. While I'm cleaning up, I'm praising. While I'm getting ready to go brush my teeth, I'm praising God. While I should be on that elliptical, I should be praising. A lot of times that's what I have to do because I'm like, man, I don't want to be on here. If Marquis coming here one more time and say something, I don't be wanting to be on there. But I say, you know, it's a privilege because some people can't get on a machine and work out like they want to. So I need to delight in that and be happy that I get to and worship while I'm doing it. Because it'll pass by. While you worship, while you're worshiping, while you're being excited about what you're doing, continue to look to him for his help. Spending more time with him. So the first point I want to say, we need to welcome his presence and praise and worship and thanksgiving. Kayla read this scripture today, and I'm going to read it again. And it's one we think about often, and we may just think, okay, that's good, But we need to think about it a different way. We need to think a little deeper. So we're going to go into it. Psalms 100. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. It said, make a joyful shout to the Lord. A lot of times we go to a game or something happened and we get excited. We're like, yes, I passed the test. Yes, I made it. Yes. But a lot of times we forget to get excited about worshiping God. We come into his house and we're quiet. And I might want to lift my hands a little bit. I don't feel like standing up. I'm not going to stand up. But we should be excited about worshiping God. It's a privilege and an honor. If we think about all the countries and different places where people have to hide away just to worship, but we can freely walk through those doors and come and worship. So we should be excited about praising him. It says, make a joyful shout to the Lord, all you lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. It didn't say if you have the beautifulest voice for you to sing. But it said to make a joy, it said for us to come before his presence with singing. As I was washing the dishes and I'm singing to the Lord, the baby's sitting in our high chair. And as I'm singing, I look out the corner of my eye and she's just looking at me. I was like, she's not doing what she normally is doing. So I'm looking to figure out what she's doing. And I look at her and she's just smiling. And so I keep singing and she's just smiling even bigger. And that's what God does. When we begin to worship, he begins to smile. Why? Because we're giving him the praise that he's due, the honor that he's due. And we're delighting in his presence. We're getting excited about worshiping him. So it's to come before him, come before his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God, and is he who has made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. A lot of times we try and get by on, I could do this by myself. We think we made ourselves. We think we made it to the point we're at because I did this. No, no, no. God did this. I like the song that we used to sing that says, not as it's all good, but it's all God. A lot of times it's all good, man. I got this. It's all good. No, it's all God. We have to begin to give glory back to whose glory due, and that's God. We're the sheep of his pasture. So being his sheep, he's going to take care of us. He's going to protect us. And then it says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and to his courts with praise. When's the last time you thanked him just for waking you up? I may not have what I want, but I thank you. A lot of times when I pray, I start off with thanking him. Because I wouldn't be where I am right now if it wasn't for him. If it wasn't for his grace and his mercy. If it wasn't for his loving kindness. If it wasn't for him, I don't know where I would be. I don't know where I would be. But I just thank God. So we have to enter into his presence with thanking him, being thankful. So it's enter into his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Be thankful to him and bless his name. For the Lord is good and his mercy is everlasting and his truth endures to all generations. His mercy is everlasting. We serve a merciful God. He is wonderful. When we shouldn't be shown mercy and grace, he looks out for us, but he loves us. He loves on us so much that he will do it. And we just got to be thankful for him. We got to continue to praise him. We have to continue to approach him with gratitude and praise for who he is, for all that he's brought you through, and for what he's getting ready to do. A lot of times we look at where we are now, but we have to remember where he brought you from, what he brought you out of, and know that God is just so awesome and he's worthy of all the praise and all the glory. We have to acknowledge that he loves us and that he cares for us so much and that we can cast our burdens on him. And then as we're laying things at his feet, we have to continue just to wait and hear his voice. Just to wait and hear his voice. I don't know about you, but when I get with my parents, I just want to be with them. Why? Because there's so much wisdom and knowledge there. And like a child, they're looking to you because mommy knows, daddy knows. And so you want to spend time with them. You're like, hey, mom, what about this? Kayla will ask question after question. Keith always says, why? That's why. And Mari will be like, I don't understand. But they're looking for you because you have some answers to some of their questions. And that God has all the answers. So we need to wait on him. Say, God, I don't know how this is going to work out. God, we don't have any money to pay for this. But God, you're able. God, I've seen you do it time and time again. So I know you're able. You're going to come through. We have to spend time just waiting in his presence. Just waiting to hear from him. The next point is wait, is to wait and pray and listen to God. God is always speaking to us. But a lot of times he may not be saying what we want to hear. So we say, I don't know if I heard that. That's not what I was looking for, God. That's not the answer I was looking for. I want you to say, yes, it's okay. You say, no, just wait. And a lot of times we don't like to hear wait, or we don't like to hear no. But a lot of times what he's saying is for our good. And we need to just wait and pray and listen to him. So we're going to go to Acts chapter 1. Acts chapter 1. And we're going to start at verse 7. And he said to them, it is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father has put in his own authority. But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and to Judea and to all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. A lot of times we try and think, so God, is this going to happen tomorrow? No, is it going to happen next week? We're anxious to know when is it going to happen. But God said that we need to wait on him. It's not for us to know the time or the season. When we're hungry for God, we will wait for him. We will wait for him to move. Why? Because we're hungry. Say, God, I want you to have your way. God, I want you to move the way you want to move. God, I want you to do everything that you want to do. Why? Because I'm waiting on you. God, I don't want to, I can't do this by myself. When someone surrenders and they turn themselves in, they don't get to go into the jail cell and say, I'm not taking my phone. I'm taking my phone with me. I'm surrendering, but I'm keeping the cell phone. No, that's not what they're going to allow you to do. When you surrender, they strip you of everything. And when we surrender to God, we need to allow him to strip us of everything. A lot of times we will try and take stuff with us. Say, God, I surrender, but I'm keeping my little attitude when I get mad. I'm keeping that little frustration. And God said, no, I want everything. And we say, okay, God, I'm going to give you some of this right now, and then I'm going to keep a little bit for me because I'm not ready to give up that yet. And we need to be ready just to say, God, I give you everything. God, I give you everything. We may have heard the story before about a little young girl. Her dad gave her some pearls. It was plastic beads, and she liked them. And there are plastic beads, and he said, can I have those pearls back I gave to you? She's like, no, Dad, these are mine. And he said, I need them. Just give them back to me. And she cried, and she didn't want to give them back to him. And finally she did, and when she gave them back to him, he gave her real pearls. And when you're able to surrender all that you got and say, okay, God, I give you this, then he'll give you exactly what you need. And a lot of times it's a lot better than what you had in the first place. I know that when I begin to walk with God and I begin to give him everything, I say, okay, God, I know that I can't hang with those friends anymore. God, we're homies now. I need you to be my friend, and I need you to send some. But while I'm waiting for you to send some, God, I need you. And I just begin to talk to God like I would talk to some friends, because I was like, God, okay, it's me and you, but God, can you send somebody? I'm waiting. I'm not going to just go and just hang with these people just because I want friends, but I want you to send the people you want me to have. And when God sent my best friends now that I have and my sister-in-law that I have, it's better than any friends I ever had in the world. Why? Because they're pushing me to go forward in God. They're pushing me to give all that I got. They're encouraging me every step of the way. Even though they may not know it, a lot of times they speak wisdom in my life. A lot of times they speak different things that I'm dealing with, and I may not say nothing to them. And maybe God tells them at the moment, go say this to her. Or just go give her a hug. Just love on her. He'll send Monica to just text her a text and see how she's doing. And I'll get her, I'll be frustrated at work, and my phone will buzz, and I'm like, who's texting me? And I'll look, and there's Monica. I hope you're having a good day. I'm like, thank you, God. You care about me. I was frustrated, and you sent her to just check up on me. Right there, that lets you know that God cares, even about the small things. As you hunger for him, even the little things, he begins to give you favor with. He begins to bless you with. Are you hungry for God? Are you thirsty for him? Are you thirsty for him? There's a quote I said last time. It says, it's by John Piper. It says, God is most glorified in us when we are most satisfied in him. Are you satisfied in God? You satisfied that you're saying, God, I'm going to let you drive. I'm not going to do things out of my own will anymore, but I'm going to allow you to take me whatever way you want me to go. I'm satisfied with you leading me. God, I will follow. We have to let go and allow God to lead us the right way, instead of us trying to do it on our own. The next quote I have, this one didn't say who it was by. It says, hold on, don't give up. You can't afford to quit now. God has brought you this far, so keep pressing on. Because he's been there all along. A lot of times we think we're all by ourselves. I'm in this mess all by myself. No, God is with you. And he's saying, come on. You're going through the fire, but you have to go through it. Don't just stand there in the midst of the mess, in the midst of the turmoil, in the midst of everything. Continue to press forward. Continue to press on and know that he's with you and he's carrying you along the way. The next quote I found is by T.B. Joshua. It says, as a Christian, when your trial is getting hotter, you are getting closer to your breakthrough. So keep pressing through. Like I just said, you have to keep pushing through. Marquise always pushes me to give my best and to continue going. But if he was there to settle and say, babe, you're doing good. Stay like you are. You don't need to grow anymore. No, but he pushes me to give my best. Even with the kids, he says, give them your best. And that's what we tried to do even as they were running track. It was a new thing for them. We say, just do your best. And when we talked to Keith and we said, okay, son, you better do your best. And when he pushed himself to do his best, then he was coming in first and second versus fifth and eighth and seventh place. But when you give your best, you'll get better results. A lot of times we settle and say, I did all right. I'm just going to do all right. I don't feel like giving it all I got. But God wants us to give it all that we have. Lay everything down for him. And know that he's going to handle every situation. Like mom says in her song, give it all you got. Lay it all down. God gave us his best. That was his son. And he didn't just come halfway and say, you know what? I'm not doing this. God, they're not grateful. I'm not doing it. But no, he went all the way to the cross. And he didn't just hang his head and died. but he rose again for why? For us, because he loved us. He gave us his best, his son. So we have to push ourselves to give him our best and not just settle, but say, God, I'm hungry for you. God, I want more of you. God, I'm going to keep pressing deeper into your presence, pressing until I hear from you, pressing. We must press on is what I have by this verse that we're going to read. We're going to go to Philippians 3. And I'm almost done. Philippians 3. And we're going to start at verse 12. Starting at verse 12, it says, not that I have already attained or am already perfect, but I press on that I may lay hold of that which Christ Jesus has laid hold of me. Brethren, I do not count myself as apprehended, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward to those things which are ahead, I press toward the goal of the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, let us, as many are you mature, have this in mind. And if anything you think otherwise, God will reveal even this to you. Nevertheless, to the degree that we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us be of the same mind. We have to press onward. We have to continue to want more of God. We have to continue to want to go to another level in him. We just sung that song, Take Me to Another Level. We should be saying that on a daily basis. I'm speaking to myself. I want to go to another level. So we're going to another level. That takes more work. That takes more prayer. That takes more faith. That takes more believing, trusting, listening to God. But it's up to us to press onward in him. It's up to us to give him everything and say, God, I want more of you. If you want something so bad, what do to get that? A lot of times when you have a goal in mind, you say, man, I want that new car. What are you doing? You're saving money. You're planning it out. When people want a house, they're saving up. They say, okay, we're going to have this. We need to save this aside because we're going to get this house. You have a goal in mind, and mine and ours should be on a daily basis is I want to get closer to God. So what am I doing? I'm cutting off those distractions. What am I doing? I'm fasting if I need to fast. I'm praying. I'm getting on my face before God. Why? Because I want to get closer to him. We should constantly want to get closer to God. Want to be closer to God. The song we sung today, Take Me to Another Level. That should be one of our prayers. Make me a house of prayer. That needs to be one of our prayers. I command my hands. A lot of times you don't feel like praying. You don't feel like praising. But we have to command ourselves to worship him. We have to command ourselves to have a good attitude and portray Christ. We have to command ourselves to love on people with the love of Christ. Even though they may frustrate us, even though they may make us irritated, we have to continue to show the love of Christ. We have to command ourselves to praise God. And we have to continue to say, God, make me a house of prayer. Make me a house of prayer. Help me to pray continually. Help me to continue to walk in prayer. As I'm going through the grocery store, I should be praying. As I'm getting ready to go to bed, I should be praying. When I wake up in the morning, I should be praying and talking to God. Even as I'm at work, stop and just thank him and worship him and pray continually. Instead of getting in that gossip circle, we need to be praying. Let me just pray for that person instead of talking about it, because that's not doing anything. And I'm speaking to myself even. We need to be praying. So what are you doing to get to that next level? What are you doing? We need to press forward in him. Continue to hunger and thirst. And with hunger and thirsting, we're pressing forward in him. We're wanting more of God and less of us. God, make me a house of prayer. Meaning prayer can't, well, let me say it like this. If you're distracted by a whole bunch of things, then those things are clouding your mind. And so when you're trying to pray, it may be hard. But we have to press through all of that mess, all that junk, and say, God, I focus on you. I love how in War Room, she had to get away. And at first, she had all them clothes up in there, so she didn't know what to do. She's looking at her shoes. She's thinking about other things. But once she cleared all that out, then she could focus on God. And in our lives, we have so much junk going on. So many different thoughts cloud our minds. Oh, I got to pay this bill. Oh, I want that outfit. I think I want that ice cream after this. No, we're thinking about so many different things, but we need to focus on God. We need to focus on God. Even if you're setting aside, you say, God, I only got a few minutes, but I just want to hear from you. I just want to be in your presence. I just want to worship you. I have a few minutes. I can't stay that long because, God, you know everything I'm doing. But, God, I just want to set aside just a little bit of time right now just to worship. Start with just worshiping him on a daily basis and praying. And then say, God, help me to rearrange my schedule the right way so that I can just really give you the praise that you're due. I can spend time just waiting on you, just basking in your presence, just listening to you. When you hunger and thirst for something, you're going to give it all that you got to get that. When you have a goal in mind, you're going to press. No matter how hard it is, you're going to get what you want. But we have to make sure we have the right goals also in mind also. Because sometimes we'll think in the flesh and that's all we get caught up in. But we have to realize that we need to go to another level spiritually. We should always be wanting to grow in him and allow him to grow in us. To not be satisfied where I am. But God, I want more of you. I want to be able to use my gifts more for you. I want to be able to be a broken vessel that you work through. I don't want to just be, okay, I go to church and I hear this great, awesome message, but then I don't share it with no one else I come in contact with. At least tweet it out, because you never know who's going to see it. At least put it on Facebook. You never know who's going to see it. But you have to make a point to, I'm going to share this word with somebody. I'm going to continue to ask God, who can I share it with, and how can I share it with someone else this week? We have to continue to be hungry and thirsty for him and continue to seek him always and allow him to continue just to press forward in him. Continue to allow him to change you into what he created you to be. And that's a house of prayer. That's worshiping continually. That's making a joyful noise no matter how you feel or what's going on. I'm going to praise. I'm commanding myself to praise him. No matter what's going on around me, what the bills may be, but I'm going to praise him. Why? Because he's worthy. He's due of all the praise and all the glory. Amen? I'll continue to pray and ask God to fill you up. Continue to ask him to fill you up so that he's moving all the junk, all the frustrations out of the way. Because you can't really mix oil and water. So allow God to move everything that doesn't need to be out the way so that he can fill you up with everything that he wants you to have. Amen? Because once you're filled with more of him, that means it has to come out. That means you're speaking that word. That means you're not going to just say, oh, I'll pray for you. No, let's pray right now. And if you're at work and you can't get away to where you can pray, hold on. I just sent you a prayer right there. It's that easy. And I love sending text prayers. Why? Because it's something that they can go back to and read again. And maybe they didn't understand it, but when they go back and read that text again, man, okay, God, I'm believing, I'm agreeing with this. They always text me back later on and say, amen. Why? Because they're in agreement with what I prayed. Why? Because I'm believing for God to move in their life, for God to do some things, to shake some things up, to transform, to heal, to make them whole. That's what we need to believe God to do in our life. Amen. Lord God, we just thank you so much for tonight, Lord God. We thank you for moving in our lives, Lord God. We ask that you continue to fill us up. Continue just to help us to hunger and thirst for more of you. Continue just to help us to press on forward, not to stay at the state we're in, but to press forward in you, to hunger and thirst for more of you, to worship you in a whole new way. to say, I want more of you. To want more of you, oh God. God, we want more of you. Let's just worship for a little while. Listen to.
We appreciate you listening to today's message. If you would like to hear this message and others in its entirety, visit our website, newcreationwa.org. We have services on Saturday nights, and we would love for you to come out and join us at the Emerald City Bible Fellowship Building located at 7728 Rainer Avenue South, Seattle, Washington, 98118. For questions or comments, call us at 425-686-8197. You can be made new in Christ. God bless.